Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Oh, Ben Crenshaw, it's so good to hear your voice, and I'm so excited because Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is now brought to you in part by the Honolulu Sign Company, creating custom signs across Hawaii, building signs, interior, exterior signs, whatever you need, done with superior service, Honolulu Sign since 1939. And if you want more consistency and distance in your golf swing, scratch golfer, or just beginning, schedule a lesson with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, at Wailea Golf Academy on the web at waileagolf.com. All right, we're going to have a partly cloudy, breezy, everybody, breezy, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Nice winds because it's going to be between 85 and 91 degrees today. And with the winds, it'll feel so much better. Okay, strongest winds will be Sunday through Tuesday. So if they're not up to snuff, they'll be coming on. We got a tee time for you if you'd like to play around at Volcano. It's 57 degrees there. There's a 10-10. Hapuna, I'm sorry, I did not get through to them. Makalei has a 9-16 and a 10-30. The Aloha Section PGA Championship. You go, boys, at Poipu. That's on today. Yes, second round. There is a 120 if you'd like to play. Kauai Lagoons have an 11 o'clock for the accountants. The accountants are out. Be sure to count. Yes, Hawaii Kai has a 10:50. Turtle Bay has a 10:08. Raw Hawaiian Country Club a 9:20. Eva Beach Golf Course has a 9:10. Wailea has an 8:48. The day traders are out on the Emerald Course. There's an 11 o'clock if you'd like to be there. Blue Course has a 10:50 and Maui Nui has a 10:48. All right, we're coming back with our first guest, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, Bob Herrig joins us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, Water Flood, Broken Pipe Cleanup, 24-7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPact Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse, Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for Sports Illustrated and author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I was reading some of your articles, and I just wanted to kind of get into the Rory McIlroy comments about the PGA Tour and the PIF alliance, and saying that that alliance will neutralize any threat from LIV Golf. Now, this is where I get just a little bit confused, because I thought LIV Golf, they were getting all their money to lure people in through the PIF Alliance, or the PIF Fund. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. But what we don't know is what's going to come out of this agreement. You know, this so-called framework agreement is just that. It's, you know, like, I guess it's like sort of, you know, the metal frames of a building, and we don't know what's going to go inside that building. We don't know what it's going to look like on the inside. We don't know what this agreement is going to ultimately entail. And there's a lot of opinions on that. Rory clearly feels that by making an agreement with the PIF and by taking their money, they will become part of the system, not a competitor to the system. And to be part of the system, they will, you know, in some ways maybe downplay the things that they're doing now? I mean, that's a big question. Is LIV Golf going to, continue as we see it now? It's probably going to next year. I mean, I don't think any of this stuff can happen in time for next year. It seems pretty evident that the PGA Tour is going to move on with its schedule. LIV is ready to announce its 14-tournament schedule. But it's beyond that. 2025, what is it going to look like? Will LIV get folded in somehow into this new for-profit company? Will it go away completely? Or will it somehow operate on its own outside of all of this, which to me seems unlikely if there's a deal? Because I don't know how it all works together. You're supposed to foster peace. The tour clearly wants to be able to have some of these named players back in its tournaments. There would still be a competitive aspect to that if that doesn't happen. But Rory's comments are interesting. You know, he's basically been saying, if we can't beat them, we're going to join them.
Yes. Well, he also brings up some interesting points, too. I mean, as he said, they're in football. They're in Formula One. Now, they didn't buy the entire football franchise, but they did buy a team. But everybody does that. That's not a big deal, right? So they bought a team, big deal. And then he goes on to talk about how, you know, whatever you think of the people who are behind PIF and their beliefs are, he says, my friends in Dubai, and he lived there for 4 years, apparently, my friends in Dubai have their own beliefs, and we're still friends. We don't judge anybody based on their belief system. So why should we be judging the folks at PIF? We want them in, but we don't want them taking over. So we must play within the boundaries of our sport and go from there. So, you know, I do find it interesting that getting the PGA Tour together with PIF and making this deal, which aren't they supposed to wrap this deal up by the end of this year? They have until the end of the year to do something?
That's what they've been saying, although I don't see why you couldn't extend it. If you really wanted a deal and it wasn't quite done, why wouldn't you just extend the deal? Roy's comments are interesting because the sort of talking points for a year were, this is dirty money.
Yes.
And we don't want to be part of it. And, you know, I always sort of cringed when I heard that because, look, you and I might believe that it's dirty money, and plenty of people do. Plenty of people I talk to, they hate LIV because of that, and I completely understand that viewpoint. But for the tour to say it and for their people to say it was always sort of a risky proposition, I felt, because one, you know, the tour has its own skeletons in terms of dealing with you know, sponsors who do business in places that we might not agree with. The tour used to have a developmental tour in China. Clearly, we have issues with China. I mean, you start to expand this out, and it's really hard to pick on one when you might have issues in other places. That was always going to be a problem when they made this an issue. The other one was, what if they did have to make a deal with them? You know, and to Rory's point, the PIF is basically almost the full owner of Newcastle United in the Premier League. Now, it is only one team, but it's one of 20. And those 20 franchises in the Premier League are some of the most, you know, those are some of the most lucrative franchises there are in sports. You know, to be part of that soccer, football, enterprise is incredibly lucrative and a huge deal. You know, they're in Formula One, he said. They have tennis tournaments. But his point is a good one. They don't run those sports. They're just part of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they want to be part of golf, are they willing to sacrifice some other things? Does Yasser Al-Rumayyan, who's the governor of the PIF, he's also like the chairman of Newcastle United. He's on, you know, dozens of boards. He's just sort of a huge figure in that world. He would be getting a seat on the PGA Tour policy board. You know, to get that seat, is he willing to diminish LIV? If he's not willing to diminish LIV and the tour doesn't agree to it, well, then the way I look at it, you know, from right here where I sit is that then they're still going to be adversaries. And how does that work?
Yes.
You know, LIV would start taking players again. They wouldn't have a great TV deal. While, you know, I've been to several of their events, and I think they're run very well. And if you get past all the politics and all the negativity, it's still golf. It's still watching some really great players play golf, just a different format. You know, but the bottom line is it hasn't been widely accepted. You know, it's got fringe. It's got sort of fringe appeal. And, you know, and that's something that I'm not sure that all of them buy into. It's very popular overseas. Australia was gangbusters. They did great in Spain. They did pretty well outside of London. Sounds like they did great in Singapore. But, you know, the interest level at U.S. venues has been sort of, you know, so-so. You know, because we have a lot of golf. You know, we're not starved for it like other parts of the world. And so that's their trick, is to find those places. Will they be able to sustain it? Do they want to keep throwing millions at this and losing it? See, I don't know that they do. I think their goals are different. I think their goals are to be part of the system. And if that's really what ultimately happens, then we're going to go back and say, why didn't the tour talk to them from the beginning? Because all of this could have been avoided if that was the case.
Yeah. The good thing that came about is that the players, I always thought the players were really in charge and the commissioner just did their bidding. But it turned around. The players, I guess, got distracted and said, oh, we'll let the commissioner do everything. We don't want to be bothered with the business end. And then all of a sudden the commissioner's like wholly in charge and doing what he thinks. And they're like, wait a minute. You know, you went and didn't even consult us on all of this, so we're going to take the reins back from you. You got to come and talk to us and tell us what you're doing, and we will agree or we will disagree. We can, you know, veto whatever you've got going on. So I think from that point of view, you know, that's good to have the players back controlling their own destiny. It's the way it should have been from, you know, the very beginning. It should never have switched over. Right. But now
I don't know that the players ever really had the reign.
Oh,
I think these are things that they've kind of complained about over the years, that you hear these comments like, you know, they don't know what's going on, or, you know, and now look, they it's their job to play golf, and you put people in place to make the business decisions. And I think they understand that. But there is an argument to be made that they need to have more of a voice, or should have had more of a voice. Or that they should, clearly in this case, they needed to be kept sort of in the loop better. I think there's a lot of animosity over the fact that they're not able to, you know, that this caught them off guard, you know, that they weren't brought in on these decisions, and that they were sort of, I think the players felt embarrassed.
They knew
that there had been a talking point for a year. You know, LIV is bad, Saudi is bad, the PIP is bad, and then they wake up one Tuesday morning and there's this agreement. You know, you can understand why they were upset.
Yes.
You know, and obviously, you know, it's caused Jay Monahan a lot of grief. And, you know, look, Jay, I think in many ways, Jay's done a great job. We forget that he brought them through COVID. That was a monumental task to keep things together during that time. Did he handle this properly? I mean, in retrospect, probably not. But yet, I don't think any of us can sit here and say that, God, we knew exactly how to deal with this. I mean, I know going back to the beginning of this, I even brought it up earlier. I said, why didn't they just talk to them from the beginning? Well, I know why they didn't, because they didn't want any outsiders. They wanted to control it themselves. This is how the tour has always operated. And they felt they were doing just fine without any outside help. What they didn't anticipate, obviously, was the escalation of these purses, which has made it very hard for them to compete. You know, to have for the PIP or the LIV to have 13 $25 million purses, and then a $50 million team event purse, it's not sustainable commercially. The only reason that can happen is because they can afford it. There's not the TV rights, there's not the sponsorship dollars to support that. So what did the tour do? It's put in place like 8 of these $20 million tournaments, and I think they found it's really hard to support it. And so this is why this is happening now. You know, this agreement, in theory, there would be help from the PIF. I don't know in what form, but that's the conjecture that they are going to, you know, help funnel some money towards the PGA Tour.
Well, then the question becomes, you know, are we tired of hearing about the money in golf? But every sport is about the money in the sport. You know, how much are they paying the ball players? Baseball, football, doesn't matter what ball. These guys are making millions of dollars, but nowhere like, you know, what, $50 million for a team competition? That's crazy money. And the PGA Tour, their coffers were nice and comfortable before PIF, and now they're not. And, you know, without PIF, LIV wouldn't be able to fund all of these events because there's no commercial entity that would want to step up and say, oh, yeah, we've got so much money. You know, their customers, their clients would be like, what are you doing throwing money at these guys like this? So all of this is not sustainable. That where we are now is just not sustainable. And it is going to be very interesting to see. I think it's interesting that Rory is kind of like the unofficial mouthpiece. He gets to express himself and put things out there a little bit. And I haven't heard Tiger Woods, who's now on the board, say anything. Have you?
No, I think Tiger's actions, though, speak for how he believes. The fact that he hasn't come out and said anything in favor of Monahan, at least except for one little statement, suggests that he wasn't happy about this. He certainly not applauded the deal, but he very quickly was part of a group of players that pushed for him to get on the board, and he pushed for the players to have veto power over the deal. You know, whatever they deal, they come up with. That is Tiger.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've written this too. This is another aspect of this that I think is interesting. I think Tiger's role in this is potentially way more important than is being discussed or thought about. If Tiger really is a big player on the PGA Tour policy board and his opinion is valued and they end up doing kind of what he wants to do, then the PIF and Yasser, do they want to be on Tiger's side or do they want to be against Tiger? Because if they go against Tiger and say, we're not going to have a deal, we're going to continue with LIV, then the golf establishment is going to know where the line was drawn. And the idea of the PIF getting a place like, maybe they want to get some sort of sponsorship at the British Open. Maybe they want to be a presenting sponsor of these signature events. You know, Aramco, which is the Saudi oil company, sponsors a LET series called the Aramco Series. It's five or six ladies European Tour events that have way bigger purses than any of their tournaments, and a lot of LPGA players compete in them. It doesn't get the same negativity that it has in men's golf because the view is that the women need that kind of support.
Yep.
So what's to keep Aramco from becoming some sort of a title sponsor or presenting sponsor in other aspects of golf? It's not going to happen if there's no agreement, I don't think, at least in my opinion. I don't see how it could, because if they don't have an agreement with the tour and they go off and do their own thing, they're not going to be embraced by the golf community. Do they want to be embraced by the golf community? That's my sense. I think they do. LIV was their way of being disruptive and calling attention to it. And you know, they always said that they wanted to be additive. I always wondered how that could possibly work if you're having to take players from the PGA Tour to do it. But they've always said all along they wanted their players to be able to do both. Well, you know, I don't think that's that easy to do. That's why I wonder, could LIV be, you know, folded into this new company and only have 8 events? You know, and then it's more manageable.
Yeah.
You know, Brooks and Bryson and Phil, they could still play some PGA Tour events if they wanted to. They could play the majors. It's a manageable schedule. 14 events is not manageable with the PGA Tour mandates. So that's where we are. I mean, it's like you said, that deadline's coming up quick. And I just wonder if that's enough time to get it all worked out. There's got to be, you know, dozens upon dozens of minute details that we're not even thinking about.
I know.
That have to be worked out. And I just wonder if you can get it done that quickly. You know, there's probably a lot of attorneys and accountants and all sorts of people that are having to have discussions, and it's going to be interesting to see what they say. You know, late December time frame, are they close, or does it blow up, or are they going to extend it?
And in the meantime, those accountants and those lawyers are making some good money.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, listen, you know, one of the reasons that's been broached as to why the tour wanted to do this is because they got the litigation ended. You know, I mean, that was a dicey proposition financially going forward, plus the risk of losing.
Yes.
You know, even though many people thought that the way it was going looked favorable for the tour, you never know. And if this thing dragged out and millions of dollars is spent and then they end up losing, well, then that's really bad.
So
they ended that part of it, and that really helped. Now, do they really want to see this deal go through is the next big question.
It is. And Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, we're going to turn to you again for a conversation about this. You know, it would be really nice if we weren't talking about it, but it's fascinating by the same token. Good checking in with you. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. Renee Lee, PGA, certified David Ledbetter instructor, and she's got the President's Plaque, known as the Player Development Award, honoring the PGA professional for extraordinary and exemplary contributions in player development. That would be like us, helping us. She's going to help us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a 9. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Aloha Powers. September Sizzles sale continues. Now remember, you got a great lawn that's crying out for attention, and it's probably not looking very green anymore. I haven't seen a green lawn that was a real lawn. Honda generators featuring the EU 2200, just $1,399. They're on sale with a free warranty. That's worth $200. And that's much less than the big box stores sell them for. It's all Aloha Powers September sale. So you've got that lawn. Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that, you know, for people who work and play on it, well, you want to put in a fire break. We've got riding mowers on sale for your job site or your home. It's got to be done. The winds are still with us, as I mentioned at the open of the show, and it's still fire season. We've got Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones, from the 36-inch to the 72-inch, all on sale. And we ship off-island. New shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment, and tell them Danielle sent you.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or on the web at waileagolf.com. That's 808-870-1422.
The golf club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
You know, I never know what he's going to come up with. That's not a good idea. Renee Lee, PGA, is certified David Ledbetter instructor, PGA Junior League coach, U.S. Kids Golf certified coach, President's Plaque. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you today?
Oh, good. It's Saturday. And the winds are with us again, so it'll cool off these 91-degree temperatures. How are you on Maui?
We are recovering still on Maui. We have our first U.S. Kids Golf Tournament at the Wailea Emerald Course today, and almost half the field is either from Lahaina or Kula. So that kind of warms my heart. I'll be able to see the kids and, you know, somewhat of a normalcy for the parents as well.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And for the children to be able to, you know, walk away and put their mind in something completely different, just get their mind off everything that's been so difficult to deal with, all the stuff that's been going wrong, and making it right on the golf course. And that's what you do. You help us make it right on the golf course. I first want to ask you, what is perfect practice?
Well, I define perfect practice as you have an assessment, hopefully from a local PGA professional, a lesson, and they kind of talk to you about, you know, what your sports were in the past or kind of relatable topics. They assess your swing, they make you a little better, and then you walk away with an idea of what to practice. To me, that's perfect practice, knowing what to do to get better.
After you've left, yes, yes.
Yeah, you have to kind of know your full swing and things to work on. Everybody has things to work on, even touring pros. They have, you know, things that kind of, it's a tendency that always pops up. And somebody with a good eye will say, hey, be careful, this is what you're doing again. And that's not such a bad thing, because at least it's not something new.
Well, it's like Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth, and, you know, the number is long. Guys who are on and on and on, and they're like hot, and then they lose their game. It's like
Right. They
don't know what they're doing anymore. At least that's what it looks like their mind is saying when they, you know, hit the shot and go, oh, that's not what I wanted to do. You know,
So was that guy?
And they spend hours practicing and then working on their game again. So for us to practice, it only makes sense.
Right. And remember, that's their day job. Most of us have a day job, and golf isn't that day job. And they can spend hours and hours and hours doing it. whereas most of us have a different day job, so we don't have that time. And that makes a big difference.
Yeah. And what do you suggest people do?
Well, I suggest that they find a coach that they enjoy and they can communicate with and, you know, take that lesson, find out and listen to what their tendency is and walk away with at least two or three drills that they can do at the office, on their lunch break, and that will make them better.
Yeah, and it always
It's not always going to the range and buying a bucket and spending an hour there. You know, drills will help you get back into the groove that you maybe once had or will find to get better.
Yeah. I like how we were talking a little bit, exchanging ideas. The better the short game, the less stress on yourself. Could you expand
Absolutely.
On that? Expand on that.
Get better at your short game. How can I expand any better? Get better at your short game. Short game is a short swing. It's a short swing. It's the letter Y. You don't even have to go from the letter Y to the full swing to the letter L. You just keep that Y intact and treat it like a putt. Get the right club in your hand, whether it be a 9-iron or a sand wedge, depending on, you know, this shot that's in front of you. And if you set up perfectly, and you treat it like a putt, you'll be successful.
Huh. Wait a second. Let's go back a couple steps. If I'm using a 9-iron or a pitching wedge and I treat it like a putt, how do you mean that?
You don't make the letter L. You don't need a big swing. If you set up and 6 o'clock is your setup, and you think of a big circular clock around you, you may only have to take the club back to 7 o'clock or maybe 8 o'clock. And if you have a low-lofted club in your hand, like a 9-iron or an 8-iron, that ball will roll. Not hitting the middle of the ball, but hitting the bottom of the ball correctly. Because you have a low-lofted club, the ball will roll. And if that's what you want, that's the perfect shot.
That's wonderful. You know what's interesting about the short game? So a lot of people like to go out there and use that driver or whatever, you know, the wood, and slam it. And they get some sort of satisfaction from watching the ball fly into the distance. But I think the most satisfaction comes when the putt drops.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. People work so hard on their full swing. And while it is important, it's more important not to four-putt.
Yes, for your mental, the less stress on yourself.
That is right. That is right.
Okay, and speaking of stress and grip pressure, sometimes, you know, well, I'm holding onto the club because I don't want to lose it. So talk to us about stress and grip pressure.
Well, the more stressful you get, because, you know, you want to hit it far and you want to do your best and you don't want to mess up again, the tighter you get. And any athlete will tell you that if your muscles are tight, then you're not going to have the reaction, you know, the fast twitch, the body moving like a dance. You can't be, when you dance, you're not, you know, death gripping anything. So, you know, you grit your teeth. You have to relax. And the more you relax, the better the outcome will be. So if you have a better short game, I think you can relax more when you're hitting your drive or your second shot, because you're not worried.
Yes.
You're not worried about the bunker. You're not worried about, you know, what's behind the green. It's just like, I got this. So that just makes you relax a little bit.
I like it. Yes, the second shot is always like, okay, I've done it. I hit that first drive, let's say, and you know, everybody watched me, and I'm kind of going to get over being watched. That's one of the hardest parts, is getting over knowing that people are watching your moves.
Right, it's like public speaking, right?
Yes. Yes, yes. And it doesn't matter if you're a public speaker and you're good at it. Standing up in front of a bunch of people and trying to hit the little ball right there at the right place and put it in the right spot. I can't feel my hands, period.
Right.
Right. Right.
And you need to be aware of that. If you can't feel your hands, you need to step away, take a deep breath, and make sure that you can shake it out a little bit to feel them. Because they are what is connecting you to the club, your hands.
People talk about in the game, like, he's got great hands. He can feel. How do you develop that? Is it a sense of, you know, I guess, I don't know, Tiger is always described as he's got great hands. He can feel it. Do you feel it? Do you have great hands?
You're asking the wrong person, Danielle, but what I can guess is it's just like Kobe Bryant. You know, he practiced the hardest stuff all the time so that when that hard shot came around, it wasn't a big deal. So it just goes back to reps. And practice and confidence.
Okay, because I want to develop the feel in my hands so I know when the club, you know, I'm holding the club, that I can feel that club go into the ball. I just feel like there is something that's missing in my sense, and I think it's because I'm too self-conscious. I'm so wrapped up in me that I'm not able to play the game right.
Well, maybe that's a challenge for you one day to go out there and not get wrapped up in you and not think that everybody's watching you and see how you play. And I'm serious.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's a mental game.
Yes, there you go. There's the mental game, right? Yes.
Right, just try it. I mean, what does it hurt to try something new if you're frustrated?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that's why I like sometimes just playing alone.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I get that. I often see, some of the retired guys at Alawai Golf Course. You know, they're not necessarily with a group of guys. They got their cart. They're pulling it along. They're hitting the ball. They're in their comfort zone, and it must be a real pleasure. So, to get that feel in your hands, so that you can feel the ball connected.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But then you also have to eventually take it to the course with a group of people and get over, you know, honestly, it just seems to me like public speaking. You just have to get over the fact of being concerned about those people aren't watching you. They're more worried about themselves the way you are worried about yourself.
Bravo.
Than they are watching you.
That's the key right there. You see? Yes, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. This is Renee Lee, PGA Certified David Ledbetter Instructor. She's at Maui Nui Golf Club. Maui Nui Golf Club. When do you teach?
When my phone rings or when I get a text.
How do we reach you?
You can reach out to Maui Nui Golf Course, and they have my phone number there.
Great.
It's 808-276-8282.
276-8282. That's Maui Nui, right?
No, that's my phone number.
Oh, that's yours.
Maui Nui. Yep. That's okay. My phone number that they can reach out anytime if they're on Maui and need a lesson. And we'd love for you to visit Maui. Maui is open. South Maui is wide open. So people should come and visit.
Come and visit. Exactly. Because you'll help the economy. 808
exactly.
276-8282. That's Renee Lee, PGA. She's a, PGA, that means that you've gone through a whole lot of schooling to learn this game, and you've, and in particular, if you have a junior golfer, that would be terrific. Are you still doing U.S. Kids?
Yeah, U.S. Kids, PGA Junior League, Kihei Charter School now has a high school golf team, which I'm coaching, and
wow.
Bringing the kids up through elementary and middle school. I am busy, but I take on new students, and I want to make people better at golf.
You're wonderful. Thank you very
much. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
You're wonderful, too.
We'll do this again. Not so. I looked at my calendar and went, my gosh, it's gone. Time flies when you're busy.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yes. So knock on my door too, okay? And I'll knock on yours.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha, Renee. Lewin Mayer is calling in from the United Kingdom. I'm not sure if she's in Scotland or if she's in the UK. I don't know if she's down in England. She could be in Ireland. Of course, that's where Rory McIlroy. Boy, you know, the guy has such game, and he's so kind. This little boy, all he wanted was to get a video message from Rory. Just a video message, and he has, you know, I don't know what his illness is, but he's got something. So, you know, Rory ended up coming out, and the boy was there and at the golf course, and Rory came over and got him into a golf cart and took him along, and it was so adorable seeing this boy holding his teddy bear with him and being in the golf cart with Rory, and Rory talking to him about the game and being in the cart together. What a wonderful moment. Anyway, I digress. We'll be back with Lewin Mayer right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
See, exactly. But as Renee Lee says, when you leave that lesson, be sure that you get that practice tip, what you're supposed to practice, so you can practice. Never mind. All right, Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post, senior European writer, welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, but I'm now so worried about your golf, I can hardly sing.
tell me something. Where are you in the UK?
I'm in Edinburgh and listening to your sorry tale for the last few minutes. And I did like the story about Rory, incidentally, because that is typical of Rory. And I remember there's another occasion like it, when Tiger Woods was told of this very poorly little boy who's in his house and obviously bedridden, and Tiger seemed to want to go and see him, and he was taken to the little boy's house, and just imagine the surprise the child had. I mean, how wonderful that was, and it's the kind of thing that people don't get to hear about, so I just wanted to tell you that because, as you know, I've always been a great Tiger fan.
Yeah, and you just made my heart swell. Thank you. I mean, that's, you know, when you can do that, it stays with a kid forever and ever and ever and always will be a happy place to go back to when there's a moment in time where, you know, everything just seems to be going wrong. You can always go back to that moment, and that's beautiful. We are like 2 weeks from the Solheim Cup, and I just have to read the U.S. team, captained by Stacey Lewis, because Allison Corpuz, who grew up right here in Hawaii, she is our Hawaii girl, okay? She is the 2023 U.S. Women's Open champion, and she is on the team. Allie Ewing is on the team. Danielle Kang, Megan Kang, Cheyenne Knight, Nellie Korda, Jennifer Kupcho, Andrea Lee, Lexi Thompson, Lilia Vu, Angel Yin, Rose Zhang, all are on the team, USA. But there's a huge, I mean, this is really a strong, strong European Solheim Cup team with Suzanne Pedersen as the captain, Anna Nordqvist as the vice captain, Laura Davies, another vice captain, Carolyn Martins, another vice captain. Strong leadership right there, but also a really interesting group of women. And you pointed out there are, and I'm, how many Swedes are on this team? Five?
Well, there are five out of 12, which is pretty remarkable. I mean, that's the best they've ever had. I mean, it's extraordinary, but they have been getting better and better and better. And I remember Annika saying to me 1 year that what we did when we started is we looked at all the looked at everything that Great Britain was doing and decided that a lot of it wasn't very good, and so they cut out those things and decided on what was the best way ahead for themselves.
That is so cool.
And then Pia Nielsen, whom you know and yes. You had on the show, she's mother. She's been a huge influence, and she knows what makes, you know, she's been dedicated to helping Swedish girls, and they've just made such a wonderful fist of it, and they're a great select. They're not all quiet. They've got great characters, all of them. I mean, I think I told you earlier in the year about Maya Stark, who won a tournament on the LET, and she promptly went out and bought herself a violin, so which is something different.
Yes.
And they're great characters, every one of them.
Yeah, and it's going to be now. This is Maya Stark from Sweden. Madeline Sagström is from Sweden. Emily Pedersen is Denmark. Anna Nordqvist, Sweden. She's also playing assistant captain. Leona McGuire, Ireland. Charlie Hall,
yes.
England. Caroline Hedwall, Sweden. Georgia Hall, England, of course. Lynn Grant, Sweden. She's won on the LPGA and on the LET. Gemma Dryberg, Scotland. You're Scotland, right? Did I pronounce her last name correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes?
No, not quite, but not far off.
Oh.
Dryberg.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
I'm going to have to really practice that one. Charlotta Chikanda from Spain and Celine Boutier of France. So we have this fabulous team. I want to ask you one question, though, going back to the Swedes deciding they had to do something different. What was it, do you know, that they wanted to do different?
Well, the main thing they wanted to do very differently was to have not to make sort of golf a game for men and separately a game for women. They sort of made it a game for both sexes, and both sexes played together from the start in Sweden.
Wow.
So they play with men all the time, and you've had a wonderful example of the results in Lynn Grant, who last year, the girl you've just mentioned, because last year she won a mixed tournament in which Henrik Stenson was involved. He was playing too, and I think she won it by about 6 shots in the end, or maybe more. But she ran away with it. She wasn't scared of meeting the men, as most of us would be.
Yeah.
You know, she just knew she could do it. And very impressive girl, that one.
Yes. No, that's wonderful, because when you're playing, I, you know, when I remember being a girl, a little girl, not little necessarily, but, you know, feeling like I can play baseball and I can play basketball, and I'd want to go, I'd want to play against the boys. You know, that was like part of the thrill of the game was beating them. And I think that's what we should bring out in all young girls, you know, just showing them that they, you know, don't be intimidated. You don't have to be the weaker sex. You just get into it. And I think that is perfect. Obviously, the Swedes are onto something because you give them a challenge and you live, you know, you just go for it. There's no barriers. That's so wonderful. I think we should all do it.
Well, you see, Laura Davis, she has a brother, and the brother, you know, she always played with her brother. And the poor brother, he's a great chap. I'm good friends with him. But he didn't particularly like it when Laura started out hitting him. But you see, that's what she was always wanting to do. And she's hugely powerful, and that's what she does. And then Charlie Howell is another. She doesn't have a brother, but when she started golf, she was always playing with boys because there were no girls at her club. And I remember her telling the story of how when she was about, she was very young. I mean, I can't get her age right, but she was playing against a slightly older boy or somebody about sort of 4 or 5 years older. And Charlie suddenly got a birdie and got ahead of him, and he said something girls or something not very nice. And Charlie said to me afterwards, "Well, that's when I knew that I'd got him. I'd got inside his mind."
Yes, indeed she did. Okay, Solheim Cup, 2023 Solheim Cup. This is the 18th edition. It's the 22nd to the 24th. Now, I don't know this area at all, and you probably do. The field is, gosh, you know, forgive me if I butcher this, Finca Cortazan in Cazares, Andalusia, Spain.
That's brilliant. Very good.
Oh, yep. Thank you. It's considered one of the best courses in Spain. Have you been there?
I've been there. I went there 3 times for the men's Volvo Volvo Match Play Championship. Now, it's a beautiful-looking course. If you stand at the top of it and look out, the views are second to none, and it's just wonderful. Fantastic resort. But as far as, you know, it is a great golf course, but only if you like running up and down hills. Ooh. It's on the side of a vineyard. And, you know, there are a lot of hills involved. So, I mean, the men said it was very tough. And I remember Westwood saying it's not just tough physically, it's tough mentally, because you can't afford to lose your concentration on it.
My goodness. So this is going to be really interesting to watch. It's 2 teams, 12 players representing Europe and the United States, competing over 3 days, a total of 28 games, 8 foursomes, 8 four-ball games on the first 2 days, and then the 12 single matches on the final day. It's sponsored by Ping, and it was created by the Solheim family. Yes, they were big into women's golf.
Oh, absolutely. They were wonderful. You know, the way they started, I went to the very first one, and it was just magnificent. It was at in Florida, and Lake Nona, that's where it was. It was just lovely, and there weren't very many people there because they weren't sure how it would work. I think everybody thought, in America, thought that the Americans would absolutely thrash us, which was the right thinking because our pro tour hadn't been going for very long, but so we lost that match comfortably, but not quite, you know, it wasn't quite as bad as we thought it might be. And blow me if 2 years later at Dalmahoy, we didn't beat the Americans. And we beat the Americans and they couldn't believe it, to be honest.
That's wonderful. I mean, that's what competition's all about. You've got to be ready to, you know, take it on. And if you fall, you fall. You come back and you beat them the next time and maybe not the next time. But that's fun. That's sportsmanship. Wonderful. I'm so glad you've been there. Are you going to travel this year?
Well, not necessarily, because we've been dividing the trips. I've just come back from doing the Walker Cup, which was fantastic.
Oh, gosh, that looks so amazing. Being at St. Andrews and watching these young men, amateur golfers, that was a spectacular event.
It was absolutely spectacular, and it was spectacular in so many different ways. And if you can get your hands on it, have a look at the wonderful speech made by the USGA president. Now, I'm not going to remember his name at this minute, but he made this. He'd gone away and sat on his own and then come back, changed his speech completely, and suggested that the crowd close their eyes and just think for a minute about how blessed they were to be in this lovely place, and, you know, and that golf was, you know, the goodness of golf. He just, whatever it was just quite beautiful, the best thing I've ever heard.
Wow, was that J. Stuart Francis? No.
No.
Yeah, see, gosh, he was in charge of the women's tour, the LPGA tour, and now he's with the USGA. Oh, dear.
No, this was the president. Mike Wann was there.
Oh, okay, so it's not Mike Wann. Okay.
No. If you can hang on for 1 second, I'll get it up on my screen for you.
Sure. We want to give the guy credit. Yes, of course.
But it was a lovely tournament in every way. And the players were so, you know, there was such a good atmosphere and the golf was so good. But unfortunately, we led on the first day and then we were 4 ahead after the first day. Only 1 ahead at lunch, and then we lost by 14.5 to 11.5.
Wow.
That's, which was really very sad.
Heartbreaking. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have to wrap up now for our next guest. Do we have that fellow's name? Okay.
We don't, but what I'm going to do is everybody will have to wait for a week because I'm going to send it to you and I'm going to send you what he said, which I thought was so moving.
Oh, I would so like that. I will present it on the air. Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post senior European writer. She's the author of several books, including 100 Years of Women's Golf, Carefree Golf, Woman Golfer, The Story of Scotland's Belle Robertson, and The Real Monty, Colin Montgomery's biography, and her most recent is Tapping Feet, a double take on care homes and dementia. And we still haven't done a show on that, and we're going to do that. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse with us, Lewin.
Oh, I've loved it. Thank you so much for asking me, but I'm going to send this off to you as soon as I've got it.
Thank you. Thank you. Aloha. We're coming back with Michael Patrick Shields, and he's just back from Cuba. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a 9. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Aloha Powers September Sizzles Sale. Honda generators featuring the EU 2200, $1,399. And that includes a free extended warranty. So you're getting $200 off. That's less than the big box stores. Why are you going anywhere else? Aloha Power September Sizzles Sale. Got that big lawn crying out for some attention? Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that, you know, works for people who work and play. We've got riding mowers on sale for your job site or your home because it's got to be done. The winds are still with us. And, of course, it's fire season. We need a lot of fire breaks. We've got Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones, 36-inch to 72-inch, all on sale. We ship off-island. New shipments arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, EV Lay, next to the Costco gas station in Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha, Power Equipment. Tell them Danielle sent you.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or on the web at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-870-1422.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Michael Patrick Shields, host Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Buenos dias, amiga.
Hey, hey, did you come back from Cuba?
¿Cómo está? Bien, ¿y tú?
So tell me something. What did you do when you were there?
Well, Cuba is, needless to say, politically fascinating. It's historically fascinating. It's culturally fascinating. And if you go now, you'll see what Havana is like and what the beaches are like and what the country is like. And you won't have a single meal without live music. And everything is very, very affordable. There is the contrast of buildings that are architecturally beautiful next to buildings that were once beautiful that are crumbling.
Wow.
You'll see everything you've seen in the movies and on television, those candy-colored classic cars that are left over from the 40s and 50s are still somehow operating. And then you'll see a Soviet-made car from that era that looks like a little box on wheels. So it's full of contrast, but it can be done. And I flew from Miami on Delta Airlines, JetBlue and American all usually fly. There is some seasonal element now taking place where they won't be flying again until March, but you can still get there, I think, from now till the fall. And American Airlines will always fly from Miami. So it's just a very short 45-minute flight from Miami Airport right into Havana, and you can get a taxi at the airport very easily. And there will be some considerations you'll have to make that your credit cards won't work there if they're American credit cards.
Wow.
So you should take as much U.S. dollars or euros as you possibly can. Not that you'll need a lot, because things are very affordable. If you walk into the Floridita bar where Hemingway drank the Hemingway daiquiri, because he invented the daiquiri there, it's $5 for a daiquiri. And I was just thinking, if you went to a resort in Hawaii and ordered a daiquiri, what would that come out at?
I have no clue.
$25?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Well, I know in Hollywood it would be, and South Beach too, you'd be up in the $20 range. But so, yeah, that's one thing to consider. Your internet will be spotty if at all in some cases, unless you're in the hotel, and then you can get wireless and it works most of the time. But the best hotel is the newest hotel. And it's the Kempinski brand, the Grand Manzana, which is easy to remember because that translates to Big Apple. And it's right across the street from the Capitol building, which looks like a replica of America's Capitol building, except they purposely built it just a few feet taller than the dome in Washington, D.C. And they have a rooftop swimming pool and restaurant that looks over that Capitol. And I defy you to be up there and take your eyes off that setting, because there's a theater next to it and these beautiful buildings and a small central park. And as the sun goes down over the Malecon there, over the ocean, and the uplighting starts on these buildings, it's just with a pink sky at sunset, and those lights lit up man, you can't even believe you're seeing it.
Wow. What kind of papers do we need? Where are your papers?
Just your passport, and then you will be asked. There are 10 or 12 categories that under which you can travel there. And the easiest one to check is called Support of the Cuban People. And you check that one, and in you go. And there was buy a $100 visa at the airport. You can get it, or you can get it in advance. And other than that, there really were no complications at all. Now, you know, I did some things. I did not take my laptop, and I played it low key, and I was only there a few days. But there's no crime. Everything is very safe. And this Kempinski Hotel is about 5 years old, the Grand Manzana. And if you don't know the Kempinski brand, it's Europe's oldest brand. And there was a man there named Xavier Destrobots who spent an hour with me, Danielle, and he oversees all of the Americas for the Kempinski hotels. And what they do is they specialize in taking historic buildings, renovating or saving them, and turning them into luxury hotels. So they've got properties all over the world, and places like Istanbul, where I'll be in a couple of weeks, and throughout the Cancun, they have a new property there that used to be the Ritz-Carlton. And this fellow was so fascinating. He was a Frenchman, and I had a glass of sparkling wine at the pool, and he walked up and took out of my hand. He said, "Don't drink that. Let me get you something better." And I trusted him, of course, because he's French. But his career, he had the first place he ever worked when he came out of hotel school in Switzerland was Cancun. And that hotel was destroyed by a hurricane. So he transferred to Jerusalem to work. And the Gulf War started with the missiles, if you remember, the first Gulf War.
Yes.
And damn me, he then went to Japan, and he was there for the earthquake and tsunami and the Fukushima nuclear disaster.
Oh, my.
So he says, nobody wants to travel with me anymore.
And I don't know why. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just make me want to go. You know, it's...
Well, you should if you can. I mean, because you're walking back in time, and there is no place like it in that respect.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Michael Patrick Shields, where are you off to next?
Next, I am going I'm going to London on Tuesday.
I love London.
Yeah. Well, come on along. We're going to visit Parliament, and I'm going to revisit my favorite restaurant there called La Familia. And it was a favorite of Princess Diana and Cubby Broccoli and Barbara Broccoli, who does the 007 movies, is very good friends with the owner. And I'm going to dine with the owner, see if I can learn some of the secrets of the next 007. and then from there, I'm going for a week in Venice, back in Italy.
Oh, goodness gracious. You know, and you're doing Michigan's big show from around the world, don't you?
Yeah, I learned so much, and my travel writing is at goworldtravel.com or traveltattler.org. And I would advise you, too, if you're going to Miami, because I always got to get my Miami fix.
Yeah.
There's a Hilton Blue Lagoon Hotel at the airport there. It's the gateway to the Americas. They have free shuttles right from the airport to the place, and it is more like a resort than any airport hotel I've ever seen. So if you need to lay over or you want to lay over, you can hop in there, and it's very close to the baseball stadium and just about a $15 or $20 euro to South Beach. Super convenient, festive, and just a very sound, excellent property.
You are an amazing man. I love traveling with you, vicarious, albeit, but it's a wonderful journey. Thank you, Michael Patrick Shields, for being so patient.
No, I'm honored to be on, and it's always, I hope we can see each other in person sometime.
That would be nice. You know, I'll have to, you know, I don't know, quit all my jobs and leave. What an
idea.
What a concept. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
We'll talk soon.
Mahalo and aloha.
Aloha. We're coming back. It's Mike Johnson, Golf Digest. And I've got to ask him, you know, I've heard some of the guys playing in the Ryder Cup this year saying that they want to change their golf club so they can play the Marco Simone golf course. I don't understand. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
September sizzle sale at Aloha Power Equipment, Honda generators featuring the EU 2200, $1,399. And you'll get a free extended warranty. Normally people have to pay for that. It's $200. So that's, given all that, $1,399, less than the big box stores. You got that big lawn crying out for attention. Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that needs to be tended to. We've got riding mowers on sale for your job site or your home because it's got to be done. You know, we've got to have fire breaks nowadays. We've got Husqvarna riding mowers, the big ones. 36-inch to 72-inch, all on sale. We ship off-island. New shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, right next to the Costco gas station. So easy. Also, in Waipahu, so you don't have to drive into town. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment, and tell them Danielle sent you.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Mike Johnson, Senior Equipment Editor, Hot List team member. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mike.
It has been far too long, Danielle.
I know. I was thinking about the same thing. I was like, I haven't talked to Mike in years, it seems. Ryder Cuppers changing their clubs to play the Marco Simone golf course for this Ryder Cup. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I think on the surface it would seem illogical to a lot of people. You're like, why are, right before this big event, are you considering a change? What I think is you're not going to see the wholesale changes that maybe have occurred in the past. A couple that come to mind are Patrick Reed in 2016 went to a set of muscle-back irons after he had been playing a mixed set all year, and of course, obviously, famously, Phil Mickelson in 2004 switched from Titleist to Callaway right before that Ryder Cup. He didn't move everything over, but he changed the ball and he changed his driver in fairway woods, and he didn't perform well. But I think what you're going to see more here is what you see on a week-to-week basis on tour. Most PGA Tour pros carry 17, 18 clubs with them to every event, an extra wedge, a high-lofted fairway wood, a utility iron. And they kind of feel the golf course out, particularly if they're not familiar with it, and say, what's going to match up best for me? What are the shots I need to hit? Phil Mickelson once at the Bell South was in a playoff, and a playoff is considered a new round of golf. and he was actually new. He's only going to be playing the par 5 18th hole at TPC Sugarloaf, and he got rid of one of his wedges and added a 3-iron in between the time he finished and the playoff, and it paid off for him.
Wow.
So I think you're going to see things along that line.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, switching from one brand to another doesn't sound like a smart idea. That's not enough time to practice.
Yeah, certainly came under scrutiny when Phil on the 18th hole at Oakland Hills had the tee in foursomes with Tiger, and he put Tiger up against a boundary fence. not really a great idea.
No. Okay. Both sides, you know, our teams are Patrick Cantlay, Ricky Fowler, Max Homa, Colin Morikawa, Scottie Scheffler, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Xander Schauffele, Brooks Koepka, Brian Harman, and Wyndham Clark. Now, on our side, we've had several people say some deserving folks were left off this team and others shouldn't be on it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the one that everyone's pointing to is Justin Thomas. I personally get it. I would have gone with Lucas Glover. I mean, Glover, tee to green, is an animal, and he's on form. He drives the ball as straight as anyone in the game, and that plays really well in foursomes. I mean, in foursomes, the worst thing that you can have is your partner puts you in a tough spot. And Glover would have never put his partner in a tough spot.
Yeah.
You know, people, to me, I mean, I love Justin Thomas. I really do. I think he's a great talent. I mean, he's a great guy. But he is not on form. And it's not like he's Ian Poulter. He is, you know, people are trying to sell this as, oh, it's like Poulter. He's the heart and soul of the team. He's not that guy. I mean, Spieth is every bit as much the heart and soul of this team. You know, so you don't need to have Thomas in that role. So I think if I could make one change, that would have been the change I would have made.
Interesting. Well, we weren't the only ones that were, you know, the U.S. team wasn't the only one, because our opposition, John Rahm, Victor Hovland, Matt Fitzpatrick, Sepp Straka, Shane Lowry, Ludvig Asberg, Nikolai Højgaard, Justin Rose, Tommy Fleetwood, and Tyrrell Hatton. There were people who said, well, they should have been on and there should have been. So everybody's going to, you know, have their druthers. But I kind of understand exactly what you're saying, you know, that being off form. And I suppose what the hope is that this will, you know, jolt him into playing, because everybody loves him. You know, there's no
which could happen. I mean, Greg Norman did the same thing with Adam Scott in the President's Cup years ago, when Scott was in a horrific slump, way worse than Tom. I mean, Scott was barely functional as a golfer, and Scott performed well in that President's Cup, and it really reignited his career. But the fact is, history has kind of shown, especially on the U.S. side, less so on the European side, that when kind of the sentimental pick is made, it doesn't usually end well.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, well, I was, you know, Pollyanning my way through here.
It can happen. I'm rooting for the man.
Yes.
So I hope I'm 1,000% wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I mentioned, Mike Johnson is the hot list team member. So I kind of have a feeling that you guys are into the hot list season.
We are in the throes of it. I've got about 6 weeks of travel in the next 8 weeks coming up, which is not making me a hero on the home front.
Honey, why do you do this still?
Exactly.
Yeah, so tell us about the hot list. Why are you traveling so much?
Well, a big part of what we do is, you know, we obviously have a summit. We have a big panel of players that we've actually brought up to 32 players this year, which is more than we've ever had.
Wow.
And we'll do, you know, 4 days of testing and get all their opinions and comments. But we also know the innovation of a club is very important, the technology behind it. We want to understand that. And so we literally make ourselves available to any equipment manufacturer that wishes to make a formal presentation with their R&D team to walk us through, let us ask questions. We also have a panel of five leading academics, both internationally and in the U.S., who attend these meetings with us, either in person or remotely. And, you know, we consult with them after these meetings, say, okay, does that make sense? Is that meaningful? What does that mean to the everyday player? Is it just marketing hogwash? You know, where do we stand on this? And because, you know, I'd like to think I have the golf equipment knowledge of a physicist, but I only stayed at a Holiday Inn last night. So,
but 32 players, that's, I mean, why are you traveling 6 weeks? Are you guys going different places?
Yeah, so we'll be out in Carlsbad visiting the big companies out there. We'll be in Phoenix. Obviously, Ping and PXG are located there. We've been to Atlanta to see Mizuno and Bridgestone. We'll be going to Chicago for Bettinardi, Tour Edge, Sub 70, and Wilson. So, you know, it would be nice if they were all in one place, but at least the frequent flyer miles and the Marriott points pile up.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Now, Bettinardi is one of my I have a Bettinardi putter that I'll never give up. It's, you know, it's just wonderful. I love it. It's a blade, and I'm very comfortable with it. Do they do a lot of changing?
Bettinardi?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They come out with new models every year. I mean, they stay kind of true to their hallmark milling honeycomb pattern on the face. Not always that. Some, you know, some of their putters have not had that, but, you know, we've been to their milling facility, and it's really impressive. What a lot of people don't know is they do a lot of work for the Department of Defense, military. And, you know, so precision milling takes on a whole new meaning when you realize that they're making stuff for the military.
Wow.
So, which is also kind of how Carson Manufacturing started out as well.
Wow, that does take on a whole new meaning. So yeah, I'm definitely not going to give up my Bettinardi. I just love it, but I should, you know, I you're the equipment person, so I should be supporting the idea of changing, right? Getting something new.
I've always said, you know, if you haven't changed your driver in 3 years, you're leaving stuff on the table. If you haven't changed your irons in 5 years, if you haven't swapped out your wedges every couple of years, you know, the grooves are probably getting worn. The one club I'll give everyone a pass on is if you find a putter that you like and you feel confident with on the green, no amount of modern technology is going to overcome that. And, you know, I just switched into a more modern putter, but my old Never Compromise with a threadbare grip is still in the garage waiting in the bullpen.
Yes, and it knows you're coming back.
it knows at some point I'm going to be like, hello, old friend.
Isn't that the truth? Do you know much about the golf course where the Ryder Cup is going to be played? I mean,
I know very little about it. You know, I know basically what our crack video team has done in producing an every hole video there, and but I know very little about it. But there's a reason we haven't won on U.S. soil. On foreign soil since 1993. And, you know, the ability of the home team to set up the golf course the way they want.
Yeah.
It's an advantage. It's a distinct advantage. I mean, you would look the teams and you'd say, you know, come on, the U.S. has got to have the advantage here, right?
Yeah.
You know, our guys have won 15 majors. Their guys have won 9. We participated in more Ryder Cups than they have. Our average world rank is about 13. Their average world ranking is about 30. It's, you know, you'd say, how are they going to lose? But history's a great teacher, and no wins on foreign soil in 30 years. Not sure this is the year that's going to change.
Yeah, I hear you. But yeah, and I wasn't, when I read, you know, spanning 91 years, 42 competitions. You know, that's 91 years. This is a big deal.
It's enormous. You know, when you have players of this caliber on both sides, talk about how they literally can't feel their legs on the opening tee shot. You know, it's a big deal. There have literally been players in the past. I won't name names, but in foursomes, they've begged out of hitting the first tee shot.
I'm sorry. That's funny, because that's exactly how I feel when I'm standing. But, you know, I don't do it for a living, and a really, really good one, too.
Exactly.
Exactly. When is the hot list coming out?
It'll be out in late January, and then the SIP, the special issue publication we print and put out, will be out in early February. It's going to have a decidedly different look this year. I mean, we're trying to make it so readers can better identify with our testers and kind of get, you know, instead of presenting, we'll still present in the aggregate, but we're going to try to break it down a little more, you know, tell you what the best drivers were for mid-handicappers with slower swing speeds and that type of thing. You know, which wedges perform best out of the bunker, which perform best around the green. Try to slice and dice it a little more and give the reader who engages with it a little more guidance that's geared, or at least that they can look at and say, hey, that's me. Let me see what they said about that.
Awesome. Well, you know, you got to be on the show when this comes out. And whenever you have something that you want to share, I would love to hear from you.
Well, I will be in touch. You know, it's always a pleasure to be on.
Thank you so much. Mike Johnson, equipment editor. This is Golf Digest magazine we're talking about. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you in part by Honolulu Sign Company, creating custom signs across Hawaii, building signs, interior and exterior signs, whatever you need, done with superior service. Honolulu Sign. Since 1939. Want more consistency and distance in your golf swing? Well, Claude Brousseau, whether you're a scratch golfer or just a beginner, and that's not just, I mean like you're just starting off, schedule a lesson with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master at the Wailea Golf Academy. Online, you can find him at waileagolf.com. Aloha Power Equipment has all you need, from the golf course to the prize rose garden. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. MD Restoration, flood from the inside or out. You never know what's going to happen. Fire, disaster, you need help immediately. And MD Restoration is on it anytime, day or night, right away. If disaster strikes your home or your office, call MD Restoration. As licensed contractors, they'll do the cleanup, they'll do the repair. And we are very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. You heard it today from one of our great PGAs. Takes a lot of time and love of the game to become one, and they love to share their knowledge. So get in touch with the Aloha Section PGA. By the way, they're all on the beautiful island of Kauai at the gorgeous golf course called Poipu, and it is the Aloha Section Championship. So we're going to have to talk to whomever is the victor coming out of that one. And, you know, it's going to be fun. And if you're stumped, you just don't know what to give a friend who seems to have everything, give them a Poipu Bay gift certificate, home of the Grand Slam of Golf for years. And, of course, the PGA Championship right now. Hawaii, watch Tiger Woods. He played there over and over again. He loved flying in. Kauai South Shore gem year after year. Everyone at the golf club wants a gift certificate so they can go out and play at Poipu Bay. We're going to have a partly cloudy, breezy sort of day with scattered showers on the windward and Mauka sections, isolated showers on the leeward side. The high today, 91 degrees, but the trades are breezy. breezy, 15 to 25 miles per hour. The strongest will be Sunday, so if they're not strong enough today, there's stronger winds coming. I want to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. If you want to hear this show, it's podcast at radiogolfclub.com. Aloha, this is The Golf Club. I'm Danielle Tucker.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.